Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Board up. We got some audio in the background there. Updates.freetalklive.com. Again, a place to go to get signed up for that. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org, though if you are a proponent of the security state, I don't think you're going to be interested. Freestateproject.org. In fact, that's what we were talking about last hour. And the invitation's still open because I would love to hear from somebody else. We did hear from Susan last hour. I'd love to hear from somebody else that thinks that it would be okay. Because right now, in Iraq, there is a ban on vehicular traffic in the city of Baghdad and the surrounding areas. The alleged reason for this ban is because there's a bit of a civil war brewing, and they're trying to somehow prevent a civil war by legislative edict. I mean, it seems a little, well, fruitless and hopeless and pointless. But nonetheless, they have banned vehicle traffic in Baghdad. And my question for you is, do you agree with this? Do you think that this is something that should ever happen in America? And what would it take to happen here in America to make you feel like that's an okay idea? What would it take to make you feel good about a vehicle ban in your city? 1-800-259-9231.
I hate to snipe at callers after they've been on the air, but you know, you get to thinking during the break, and I think that it's pretty presumptuous of Susan to think that Benjamin Franklin and the founding fathers of this country never imagined terrorism. They never imagined people sneaking around and clandestinely.
Our founding fathers were terrorists.
Essentially, I mean, you know, they broke away from the main country. They didn't fight in the normal way that soldiers fought at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The English thought it was horrible that they would they would snipe from behind trees.
Right.
We had the Virginia marksmen or something like that who, you know, they like to get a long ways off and just pick off the officers. I'm sorry. I think that they did, in fact, understand terrorism.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone so you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live and bring up anything from political to personal. On the way tonight, we've got a lesson for the religious zealots of the world. And we'll tell you more about that. But if you are a religious zealot and you're somebody that wants to ban,
well, nobody thinks they're a religious zealot.
I know that, but you know, whatever. If you are very religious and you are somebody that likes the idea of banning things you don't like, well, we've got some evidence that you need to just change your ways. We'll talk about that more coming up. But let's go to Micah. He's been waiting very patiently. Micah in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Micah. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. This is my first time calling, and actually, I'm from Ohio, heading to Columbus, Indiana, so I caught you guys on the airwave, and I heard you guys talking about capital punishment, so I thought I'd call in.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of riding the fence about the capital punishment for two reasons. One, I am a minister, and I do not believe abortion is right or correct. But then in a sense, you know, I feel that if you can't, you're not supposed to take a life in abortion, then again, it's not our right to take life or capital punishment.
So you link these two together?
I kind of do, because of the fact that, you know, an innocent child that is life has been taken and has no right to life, that's not fair to the child. And same way with the person that is murdered.
Now, Micah, I think I get your point on that, and I think that Micah's a great name for a preacher, by the way. What would you say if you you're a preacher? What would happen if you brought some guy who doesn't have a home into your home, homeless guy into your home, and you kind of took care of him for a while, and you decided, you know, I don't want him here anymore, and then he wouldn't leave. Would you use force to extricate him from your home?
I think I would have to really weigh the consequences and really look at seeing, you know, what has to be done. Hopefully, you know, he wouldn't, you know, if he wouldn't leave, then I would have to take necessary actions in order to get him out of my home if it jeopardized the safety of my family.
So you think that it's okay to use force to get somebody that can't or won't leave your home out.
Correct.
Do you think that that's okay for a woman to use force to get a being out of her uterus that she may have invited in at one point, but now she decides she doesn't want them there?
No, because of the fact that inviting someone into your home and taking a child's life are two different scenarios. You know, you're not physically killing the person you're asking to take out of your home, but you're...
Well, I'm not asking them. If they won't leave, I'm not asking them anymore. Like, if the guy won't leave, I'm telling him to get out. And then after he won't leave, if I tell him to get out, I'm going to try to use force. And, you know, if the force isn't working, I might use deadly force.
Well, I don't think I would ever come to deadly force because...
So would you move out of a homeless guy? If a homeless guy was fighting you to stay in your house, would you just move out? You feel the decision that you've made has, you know, forces you to, you know, you can leave?
No, because, you know, if it's just...
Because there's nothing more personal than your uterus, I would think.
Correct. That is very correct. No, I believe that, you know, if you ask the gentleman to leave and he does not leave your home, it takes one phone call to the police department.
Now, what do police carry on their hips? What do police carry on their hips, Micah?
They carry batons.
And
they
guns.
Carry wax.
And what do you use a gun for, Micah?
There's different ways to take someone out of your home. Than deadly force. I would hope that I would have enough common sense.
The only point I'm trying to make, and there are some differences in the two scenarios, absolutely, but, I mean, you're holding very hard to your issue here, is that it's okay to use force to get someone that you invited in out of your dwelling, domicile, your space. And that's what's happening in abortion. Now, when medical science advances, and it will, to the point where we can have artificial uteruses, I think that it, you know what, let's just overpopulate the crap out of the planet and keep every aborted, fetus and raise them without parents. But what you're hoping for is that this woman, that these women that want abortions now will suddenly be legislated out of it, and they'll, oh, yeah, well, since you guys passed a law, I guess I'll just raise this kid right. And they're not gonna. Is all you're doing by legalizing abortion is filling our prisons 20 years from now. Micah, thanks.
Micah, any thoughts, sir?
I think you got kind of sidetracked there. Basically what I was trying to say was the fact that, you know, if a woman, you know, there are different scenarios as far as, you know, a woman that is raped, a woman that is molested or taken advantage of, and, you know, there are different scenarios, but I do not agree. Fortune at all, and I don't think that you can give the child up for adoption.
I'm curious. What do you think? I'm curious. What do you think the punishment should be, Micah? I mean, since you brought up abortion, we're going to explore it here a little bit with you. What should the punishment be for the woman who is seeking an abortion if it's been out? And by the way, South Dakota just this week has passed a bill that, waiting on the governor's signature, to ban abortions in the state. What would the punishment be in your mind? The best punishment be for the woman that was seeking an abortion if it was illegal?
I would basically, you know, I'm a conservative, so if the law sets a stipulation, you know, the Bible says to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. If it's the law that we have to do something and a woman commits a crime, then she has to obey by the punishment.
That's a nice dodge, but it didn't answer my question. What should the punishment be? You're in charge of writing the law. What should the punishment be?
I think it should be banned, and I honestly could not answer you because it's not my place to give or take life. That's
so if it was the death penalty, would that be all right?
That's why I said, you know, I'm kind of riding the fence because I look at Tukey Williams who, you know, took
what if it was 50 years in prison? What if it was 50 years in prison? As long as that's what the law says, it's okay in your book?
Yes, sir.
Yes? You said yes? Fascinating. Thank you, Micah, for the call. 800-259-9231. I personally believe all bad laws should be disobeyed. More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. On the way, David, Ron, your calls about, anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our website, Manwich. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. So enjoy the live streams at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is the show about your calls. Let's continue the conversations here with Ron in California, listening to KSAC. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Is this Manwich?
No, Manwich is here. My name's Ian.
Ian, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I want to apologize slightly because last week I called you guys and then I hung up and thought, God, how arrogant of me. I was giving this list of books to read and I sort of lost it.
You're forgiven. Now, what's up?
Yeah. Okay, here's what's up. I'd like to tie two things together. I was in Berkeley in 69 when basically the whole city went into a state of martial law.
Really? Okay. I don't know anything about this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an actual fact. And they brought in the National Guard, and that's when they killed a kid from like a sniper-type National Guard guy, killed a kid in what is now called People's Park.
Wow. And, what was this all about?
Oh, well, in Berkeley in the 60s, there was a march or something almost every other day. I mean,
right.
It was, I live five blocks from the national headquarters of the Black Panther Party.
Understood.
Like I was talking with Mike Malloy last night, and
there was a bit of civil unrest then, is what you're saying.
Oh, it was wild. I mean, they bivouacked on the Safeway parking grounds and the whole thing two blocks away from me.
Was there vehicle checkpoints, or what was the extent
of the martial law? Yeah, there were vehicle checkpoints, and there were hot areas where the students would go, and they'd chase areas, and people were getting beaten half to death, were just getting caught up in the... you ought to go back and research that area. It was amazing.
Well, now, our caller earlier, Susan, said that would make her feel safe.
Yeah, well, here's what I was going to point out, is that Susan's been drinking too much Kool-Aid, and she doesn't understand that... See, I experienced it firsthand on a mini scale. Now, in Baghdad, there's no vehicular movement or there's no people movement, but there's an incredible amount of police everywhere with guns ready
right.
to shoot almost anybody. And our American presence has quadrupled. In other words, there's Humvees and everything else, and they're considering bringing tanks in and the whole, I mean, just getting really, really heavy because, and here's the irony of all ironies, they're afraid that a civil war may break out.
I think they missed it. I think it already broke out.
Well, no, it hasn't officially yet, really.
When does a civil war officially start?
When's the official start?
Don't
you think the historians figure that out? I mean, decades down the line, they do.
Based on my experience, I wouldn't call this full blown yet because they are trying to figure a way out, but the incredible irony is, from the beginning I've been saying, get the hell out as fast as you can, cut and run, do whatever, just get out.
Absolutely.
And then they would say, oh yeah, but if we do, there'll be a civil war. Right? So
now
there we are.
Civil war anyway.
There we are.
And of course, now they're going to say, well, now we have to stay. We have to protect them from themselves.
Oh, I don't know what they're going to say now. Well,
yeah.
The next big issue will be to whip up. And this is total BS. They'll whip up information about WMD in Iran, and they'll try and start something. There'll be maybe a fake 9/11 over here within a week or two. Could be. And because we want to go in and hit Iran, not because they have weapons of mass destruction, but because they're going to sell their oil in euros.
Beginning. Oh, yeah, you were telling us about that last week.
Yeah,
well, thank you for the call tonight. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, it's good. I followed that other fellow. There's always a series of demonstrations out here, and as a matter of fact, trying to think of the fellow's name, there was a guy that was killed, kind of prison activist that was shot to death. About a month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah, and he was actually on a police accountability board. He had no headlines. He was shot to death as a strange incident involving the police. A lot of very strange and heavy stuff goes on.
And as always, when it comes to the police shooting somebody to death, they protect themselves, they protect one another, the cops are very rarely even reprimanded, usually they get a paid vacation afterwards. I mean, it's really just sick what happens, and as you're pointing out, no news coverage.
Right, and as a matter of fact, I knew a woman some years ago, this is about 12 years ago, who was shot to death by the UC Berkeley police. She was an activist named Rosebud. A real shame she died. And a big tribute demonstration. They hauled out the cops for them. There must have been 50 or 100 cops. And a number of people got shot with the wooden bullets and whatnot. And
right.
I ended up in jail for a day or so with no charges. Pretty ugly stuff.
Jeez. Hey. What was she doing to deserve to get shot? Was she holding a grenade in her hand or something?
No. She was... He was accused of unknown incident. It was she was accused of breaking into the chancellor's house, and then she was shot to death by a security guard.
So was she in the house?
I have no way of knowing. Nobody really knows. She was, it was said that the security were trailing her when they went to, when she went to the house. They saw her go into the house. They waited until she got deep into the house, and then they shot her to death within the house. So it seemed
If it's true that she did break into somebody's house,
house, and it had to do with People's Park. She was a very small girl, you know, an activist, and you know she would have been there to make a statement if she even did it.
Well, there's certainly no excuse for violating somebody else's private property, regardless of who they are. I mean, I can't back up anybody that's breaking and entering into somebody else's house. But nonetheless, I think shooting someone to death over that's a little excessive.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Iraq, though.
Okay.
My purpose, and by the way, though, the house that she's accused of breaking into was. The people's house. We own the house. We, the people of California, own the house
that
Chancellor lives in. Yeah. So it was, who knows?
Touché.
Very
nice. All right, so let's go to Iraq then.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm really always stuck by these dumb neocons that believe we're there for some kind of, you know, chosen purpose, you know, as if Bush is chosen of God to do this thing.
Oh, he's the king.
Well, that's
king
the way
George.
He acts. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the way he acts. But it's so strange because biblical scholars have always been torn about where the Garden of Eden was. And almost, you know, about 80% of them agree that it was between the Tigris and Euphrates.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
Yeah, and that's Iraq. And if people were to look at the idea that we'd be hauling 4,500 tons of depleted uranium over there, shooting it around, England just came up with a study showing that when we started the shooting war over there, the amount of uranium dust in London increased by fourfold.
Mm, so in London?
Right. Yeah, it traveled through the air. I mean, the same thing happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when Chernobyl went off.
And by the way, just so in case anybody doesn't know, by the way, David, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. The uranium suggestion is... This stuff is pretty nasty. It's in some of the explosives over there, in some of the ammunition rounds. And if you breathe this dust in, you could be hurting.
Yeah, I wouldn't send my kid over there to bring that crap.
More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's StemEnhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see the over 900 of our listeners that have taken the time to plot themselves on our map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, plug in your location, add your name, a photo of yourself if you like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the map at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You can scroll around and see who else around the world listens to Free Talk Live.
There's lots and lots of pins on there. It's like 900.
Yeah, over 900. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come tonight, we've got over an hour and a half remaining here, man, which still to come tonight, government, how government makes everything worse. We'll tell you about that. But right now, a little lesson for those of you who want to control the media, for those of you who want to exclude certain content from, well, people being able to look at it or listen to it. You know, there's a group. There are certain groups, in at least in this country, the Parents Television Council.
They don't want to see Janet's boob, that's for sure.
Right, that they certainly don't want to see anything that has to do with sex. Violence is okay, but sex we don't want to have anything to do with.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, we're talking about Australia. And Catholic fanatics, this according to Sploid.com, Catholic fanatics in New Zealand thought that they could stop, sorry, New Zealand, not the same as Australia, thought they could stop South Park with a boycott. But instead, they found out that the sacrilegious cartoon found its biggest Kiwi audience of all time as a result.
So the Catholic Church didn't like the Mary squirting blood out of her butt episode.
That's what it was. The Bloody Mary episode first riled the Catholics when it premiered in the United States on December 7th. It tells a story of the miraculous Virgin Mary statue with blood pouring out of the region that Manwich just described. The blood apparently cures the sick. Pope Ratzinger investigates along with other Catholic authorities. And as it turns out, it ended up being a jackpot for their advertisers. Fanatics had tried and failed to stop Comedy Central from broadcasting the cartoon in the United States and later in Australia. The Catholic League even put out a press release full of lies, claiming that Comedy Central had indeed backed down, when in fact they didn't. The official Catholic Church tried its hand in New Zealand and was a total disaster for the scandal-plagued religion. After demanding that New Zealanders boycott the show, Bloody Mary was broadcast last night to the biggest South Park audience ever in New Zealand. Instead of the usual 32,500 viewers, more than 210,000 viewers, New Zealanders, crowded around their little television sets to see what the fuss was all about. So this is a perfect example of what happens when these religious zealots get out there and they complain and they moan and they yell and they scream about all these terrible programs and the sex and it's so terrible for children. You shouldn't watch these things.
Well, this might be true of anyone who protests just about anything. I mean, if PETA gets out and protests Hormel hot dogs, I might think to myself, you know, I'd like a hot dog today.
Yeah, what's all this hot dog stuff about? I mean, why are they protesting that?
If you start talking about hot dogs in front of me, I'm going to think about hot dogs. And if I think about hot dogs, you know, I like mine with mustard and like little jalapeno discs on them.
Mm-hmm.
I might just say that today's a good day for a hot dog.
This happens time and time again. And you're right, man, which it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a book that somebody wants to ban. You know, Catcher in the Rye. You ban a book, more people are going to read it. If you say, don't watch it, people are going to wonder why you're saying such things. So, look, people, those of you out there that want to control other people's viewing habits, it's pointless. Unless you can somehow get in charge of the government, get in charge of, you know, the FCC or whatever, you know, whatever sort of regulatory mechanisms they have in the given in a given country. Unless you manage to get in charge and you can totally lock down on a certain type of programming, drawing any sort of attention to it is just going to negate your cause. It's just going to work against what you're trying to do. And here's a perfect example. Instead of 32,000 viewers, they got 210,000 viewers.
That's like everybody on the island.
That's a ratings bonanza, dude. That's incredible. And I wish we could... what we need to do, Manwich, is we need to somehow plant some information to the Catholic League or, you know, some of these extreme religious groups and let them know about Free Talk Live. We need to let them know that, you know, Free Talk Live's out there questioning their activities and we're dangerous. People listen to Free Talk Live, it could be dangerous. And then maybe they could boycott us and give us record audiences.
That'd be great.
Because that's what's happening. Look, if you want people to avoid programming like this, just recommend that your families that are connected with your groups avoid it. And stop there. Because the more attention you bring to it, the more you complain about it, the more people are going to watch it that never would have seen it in the first place.
You know, if we could get one of these... who's the religious zealot in the 700 Club who's always saying crazy things like... Pat Robertson. If we could only get him to say that... That we need to be assassinated.
Free Talk Live is the spawn of Satan.
And we need to suggest where we be assassinated, like he did with Hugo Chavez.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That'd be international press for us.
Yeah.
So learn your lessons here, religious people. Leave content you don't like alone. If you ignore it, it is more likely to go away. If you draw more attention to it, you will definitely lose. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to David in Indiana, listening on WXNT. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Bring up what's on your mind. Hello, David.
Yes, hello. I was in the car listening to your analogy with a preacher who brought in a man off the street, and you made a comparison, a woman getting an abortion.
Right.
And did you...
Good recap.
You had mentioned the police had a gun on their waist, along with a baton and whatnot else.
Yeah, I didn't mention the baton. I just mentioned the gun because I think that the baton is, you know, it's sort of like a gun, but it's a little harder to kill people with.
Right. And I'm sorry, I missed the end of that. Did you go ahead and give him permission to use deadly force to move that person from the home?
I believe that once you tell someone, I believe that you should be able to give deadly force. What do you have to say about that?
And you made an analogy to an abortion and a woman... not wanting the baby in her uterus.
Sure. Yes.
Now, if I kill that person that's in my house and drag him out to the trash, am I not going to be convicted of murder?
Do you think that somebody who's in your house that you've asked to leave, if they won't leave, I mean, like, they really, really won't leave, you try everything it takes to get them out, and they won't leave, that if you kill them, that you've committed murder?
Would you call it murder? I haven't. Under your logic, I would not have.
I don't think you would have either. I think that murder is a legal definition, which, you know, I think that maybe under the law you have, but I feel like you should be able to use deadly force to protect your home.
Okay, well, at least you're consistent. Thank you very much.
No doubt about it.
I appreciate it.
Did you have any thoughts for us?
No, not really.
Oh, David, thanks.
You know, appreciate the program.
It's good to be consistent.
Thank you, David.
We appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. There you go. You're consistent, man.
I don't know if I'm always consistent, but I try. I think everybody tries to be consistent, don't they?
Yeah. 1-800. I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free. 800-259-9231. So, lesson learned. No, I don't think the lesson has been learned. Do you think that these people will ever figure it out? These religious fanatics that are constantly trying to ban certain types of programming?
Well, I think that if it's a smaller organization, you know, haranguing against a larger organization, they're doing the right thing. But I think when it's a larger organization haranguing against a smaller one, all they're doing is bringing press to people who they don't want to bring press to.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Coming up, are libertarians actually anarchists? We'll talk about that and more. Whatever you bring up goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read.
Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people are interacting there on a daily basis. It is totally free, and it's online on our website at freetalklive.com. So, still to come here tonight, we are going to talk about how government makes everything worse. It doesn't matter what the issue is, it makes everything absolutely worse. And here's an example, though, before we do that. We had a caller earlier who was just sort of bewildered by the suggestion, by our suggestion that, well, she was bewildered by the suggestion that government's just doing whatever it wants to. We made that suggestion earlier. Government just seems to just do whatever it wants. Doesn't really matter. There's no consequences for them. It doesn't matter if they're breaking their own law. They just do whatever they want, and they get away with it. So here's a minor example of how this works out. This one from hammeroftruth.com. It started with a posting to a conservative Wisconsin political website in August. In Wednesday, the effort to recall Madison, Wisconsin Mayor Dave Sizlowitz officially began, with volunteers attempting to gather 35,000 signatures over the next 30 days. And the effort is being organized by non-smokers upset over the smoking ban. So it looks like you've got a group of non-smokers that want to overturn the Wisconsin smoking ban, or at least the Madison smoking ban. I'm not sure if it's one or the other. So, you know, that's good news. There's people working towards positive change there. Well, today's testimony followed a hectic Tuesday for jurors. First, they went through a four-hour process to select who would serve in the expected three-week trial. Then they were forced to evacuate the courtroom over presiding Judge Steven Ebert when fire alarms went off in the new $44 million courthouse. The alarm turned out to be caused by some overheated popcorn in the microwave, the second such popcorn incident, and the third fire alarm since the building opened in January. The first time the sensitive alarm went off was when Judge Michael Nowakowski was sneaking a cigarette in his bathroom in the new building.
Hmm.
Calls and letters came in to the Madison Police Department asking if Judge Michael Nowakowski got a ticket for smoking in his bathroom at the new Dane County Courthouse, thus setting off that smoke alarm. But the Sheriff's Department is in charge of discipline in this situation, and spokesperson says, one of the spokespeople for the department says, Captain Ron Boylan decided to not issue Nowakowski a ticket. Quote, he did have verbal contact with him, and Judge Nowakowski recognized that he made a mistake and mentioned that it won't happen again. Captain Boylan stated that's probably how he'd handle it in any situation. Now, wait a minute. If you were smoking in the courthouse, Manwich, if you were sneaking a cigarette in the courthouse bathroom, and you caused an evacuation of the entire courthouse?
But I don't intend to do it again. I mean, like, it was a mistake.
What do you think would happen to you?
Well, I think that I would, you know, it wouldn't happen again, and it'd be a mistake, and I'd have to pay my ticket.
Right.
Because I'd get a ticket.
You'd absolutely get a ticket.
Absolutely get a ticket, yeah.
And who knows how much it would be for. It might be the minimum, you know, the first-time offense sort of thing. But nonetheless, it's just a perfect example of how there's one set of laws for us, and then there's an entirely other strata for the people that are actually within the law, for the judges, for the police officers, for the people in power, for the people with so-called authority over others. They don't have any accountability. They can just get away with whatever they want to. And all they have to do is say, oh, I'd lost my mind for a moment there. Silly me. What was I thinking? I've never snuck a cigarette in my bathroom before. I swear to you, it was the first time ever. Yeah, right. It was just the first time the smoke alarm went off.
It was a brand new courthouse. It probably was the first time ever. The sensitive fire alarm went off from him doing it, it probably was the first time.
No, it was actually, I believe it was the judge's private bathroom, as I understand it, because they have sort of their judge quarters areas and they have their own.
Sure, they would have to.
Right, they have their own bathroom. So apparently it was too much effort for this judge to, you know, go outside and smoke his cigarette. Well, it is Wisconsin.
And it's cold out there.
And this actually happened on February 13th, so
yeah, it was freezing cold out
it
there.
It would have been a little chilly out.
He could have been a judge-sickle by the end of it all.
So I see. So it's okay to send the little peons outside to smoke their cigarettes, but when it comes to the judge, he's honorary. He's honorable.
He's got a title.
He's got a robe. And he sits up above everyone else, so he must be a better human. He must be a better human being. His S doesn't stink, right? Give me a break.
I'm afraid that, you know, if they pass a rule for one person, it should apply to them all.
You would think so.
Thing is about these smoking bans is, in D.C., they passed the smoking ban, and it's for every workplace except in Congress.
Yeah.
They can smoke in the Capitol building.
That's right.
No, but you can't smoke anyplace else.
Well, because they're better than everyone else.
That's right.
They're super people.
Because they can do whatever they want to do.
That's right. And it's outrageous. And who could possibly back these people up? I mean, beyond the actual bureaucrats and the sycophants that come to the defense, you know, the people that are employed to come to these people's defense, who in the usual citizen populace could possibly back up this sort of behavior? Is there anybody who could justify giving the judge a pass? Seriously, if you think it's okay for the judge to smoke a cigarette in his bathroom and get away with it, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. If you think it's all right to give the judge a pass, but to punish everybody else, that's the kind of person I want to hear from tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm hoping you don't exist. But if you do, I do want to know that you're out there. 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the airwaves. Of course, you can bring up anything else. Personal problems, political issues. We still have over an hour to go here, Manwich. And on the way, since we're talking about people that get special privileges, let's talk about some corrupt cops. Coming up, we got corrupt cop stories for you and whatever you bring up. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, live Saturday night edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And then which?
800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. And from time to time, we do a little bit of auctioning at freetalklive.com. Right now, the second banner on our website we've got up for auction at auction.freetalklive.com. You could win it. I think it's, last time I looked, it was at less than $10. So there's 5 days left on it. So who knows where it's going to end. The last one ended at $175, but they've gone as low as $60. So really, we aren't sure what's going to happen here.
We get a lot of visitors to our website.
Yes, we do. We're letting the market decide, though. So auction.freetalklive.com. You got a product you want to promote. You got a business. You got a service. You just want to promote your favorite band. You can do whatever you want with the banner. Auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Charles in Wisconsin. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich. Hello, Charles. Charles in Wisconsin, going once. Charles in Wisconsin. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
You guys were just talking about that judge in Wisconsin and all these politicians passing laws that regard to everyone except the legislators.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real funny.
Yeah, the judge in this particular case was caught smoking a cigarette, sneaking a cigarette in his bathroom, and the cops just said, he's not going to do it again. We're going to let him have a pass on this one. You think they would do that with you, Charles, if they caught you smoking
a
cigarette?
Absolutely not. But, I mean, I just want to make a comment. I mean, the big guy, King George, he's doing the same thing with this.
How so?
What's that?
How so?
Oh, with his signing statements on the bills that Congress passes? he inputs these little signing statements where he says that he agrees to the bill, except the executive branch cannot be held responsible.
I've never heard this.
I, you know what? I read about the signing statement thing, and I remember being outraged about it, but I've totally... Can you explain it a little bit better?
I don't know much about it. I mean, I think it got a lot of media coverage once he signed the McCain torture amendment, because that was getting media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I heard about it. And then I looked into it more, and it turns out he hasn't vetoed a single bill.
No, he has not.
He's just put signing statements in that makes the executive branch immune.
Well, they're immune anyway. I mean, they've always been immune. They have sovereign immunity.
Yeah.
You can't go after these guys for anything, no matter what you try to do. Hey, quick question for you before we let you go. Is the smoking ban statewide in Wisconsin, or is it just in Madison?
It's not statewide yet, but we actually have one in Appleton here, too, and it's a funny thing because I listen to the radio once in a while, and you'll hear these other companies that are just outside of the city limits. They'll actually advertise the fact that you can smoke in there.
Right. Well, you know, it's just when you do it a citywide, it's right. Just guarantees that the bars and the restaurants in the city are going to lose business.
Because they have been.
Yep, 20% of the population smokes and wants to smoke.
Thanks for the call, Charles. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Rich. What are your thoughts, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to point out an interesting little etymological point about the judge and his smoking setting off the fire alarms. Are you guys aware of where the word privilege actually comes from?
No. Please explain.
The word privilege is actually based on two Latin root words, privi, meaning private, and lega, meaning law. Privilege literally means the private law.
So they have their own law because they're better than we are.
Exactly.
Thanks for the clue, Rich. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. Corrupt cops on the way. Government makes everything worse. We'll tell you about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.